I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Louisiana has passed a bill banning abortions after 15 weeks. According to the bill, any medical professional that performs an abortion after 15 weeks faces up to 2 years in prison. However, the woman receiving the abortion would not face any criminal charges. The legislation had bipartisan support in both the state Senate and House. However, the bill will only take effect if a federal court and possibly the U.S. Supreme Court maintains a similar abortion law in Mississippi. Mississippi put a 15-week abortion ban into effect in March, but it was legally challenged and was put on hold by a federal judge. The Supreme Court has made a ruling in the case of a Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. The court did not rule on the issue of whether or not a business can refuse to serve gay and lesbian people. It instead, in a vote of 7-2, ruled on a First Amendment violation, saying that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated the baker's free speech rights. Writing the majority opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote that the issue, quote, must wait further elaboration. There are currently similar cases, including one from a florist who refused to provide flowers for a same-sex wedding, that have appeals pending. The death toll from a volcanic eruption in Guatemala has risen to 33 and is expected to rise even more. The volcano of fire erupted yesterday, and rescue crews have been using heavy machinery and shovels to search for victims and survivors. The chief of Guatemala's disaster agency said that 10 people had been rescued by helicopters. Guatemala City's international airport has also been reopened after closing due to falling volcanic ash, which can damage jet engines. However, the airport's press office stated it will be up to each airline whether to resume flights. In his homily during Mass yesterday, Pope Francis said that just as Jesus asked his disciples to prepare a place for him in areas that were, quote, untouched by love, untouched by hope, so too does he ask all Christians to do so. The Pope said that Jesus wants all Christians to prepare for him, quote, not by keeping our distance, but by entering our cities and bringing down, quote, the walls of indifference and silent collusion. Pope Francis also spoke of how the Eucharist is the heart of the Church, and that it allows those who receive it to feel Jesus' love. The Mass was a celebration of the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ and was held in the town of Ostia. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.